Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The drive is live.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Flip, flip, flip on this burger.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Ah, it is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty Show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest. And the latest is we are live on a Thirsty Thursday here at Buffalo Wild Wings, right off Tom Ball Parkway. If you're looking for a landmark, we are on the other side of the highway from Willowbrook Mall. And we'll be here till 6 o'clock. Plenty of time as you're getting off work to make your way on out here. The bar's full, but we got some spots around the bar, and you can pull up and hang out. Have you a good drink, get you some wings, get you them If you like Tyler and you like boneless, get you them.
You've been saying that. I got to correct you. I like tenders. I'm getting wings, I get bone in.
Tyler, but you like boneless wings, don't
no,
you?
No, I don't.
You don't like boneless wings? Yeah, okay.
I mean, nuggets are okay, but I like bone in.
I like boneless wings. I like them all.
You
boneless,
like nuggets?
Bone in. I do. I like them all.
Is there a difference between a boneless wing and a tender?
Yes.
Smaller.
Which one? The boneless wing is?
And the part of the chicken.
One is a nugget?
Yeah.
Oh, is it a whole different part of the nugget, too? I mean, whole different part of the chicken?
We're all about educating on this show.
Is one of them dark meat, one of them light meat?
No, they're all white meat.
Yeah, they're all white.
Well, then what the hell does it matter?
Anyway, if you're like me and you like boneless wings,
I mean, you had me
going
for
me. They got a special.
I'm buying the Tyler's tenders, man. On if they're dark meat.
On a Thursday, come on out here and enjoy yourself. And again, if you have not put your name in our raffle box, we are going to have our final prize of the night, courtesy of Bud Light, top of the line cooler right there. You can win. We'll do that coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. All right, Clint. The big news of the day is the injury report. And D'Amico Ryan spoke to the media earlier today, and he expressed that C.J. Stroud and Jalen Petrie and Kyahmi Fairbairn are all out. It's already Thursday, and they've decided to declare them out of this game. Of course, they did not practice, Clint. When you hear that, what's your thought process? Those are three very, very important players to this team.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, when it comes to scoring points, there's nobody more important to the Texans than Kyahmi Fairbairn and C.J. Stroud. So it definitely hurts. It's definitely not ideal, but the football gods are blessing us, man. I mean, we happened to catch Jacksonville and Tennessee, two games in a row, two very winnable games. Obviously, you saw what happened last week, dramatic fashion. Didn't have to be that way, but it did. I'll take it. This is a game where you feel like you should be able to you're just a healthier organization. You should be able to go out there and win handily. Hell, you're a five and a half point favorite on the road with your backup quarterback. So that goes that speaks volumes right there for what they think. You're just in a different class as an organization. And so luckily the football gods are shining down on us with the schedule, hitting us with these kind of injuries and these kind of issues.
This would be different if this was next week.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You got Indy, you got Kansas City, you got obviously Buffalo next week. So these injuries could come at a lot worse time, that's for damn sure. So I hate to be without these guys, and I hope they get healthy, and I hope we get them back by next Thursday. But right now, if it's going to happen, if you're going to have a couple of game stretch, 2 week stretch where you're not full go, hell, let it be these 2 weeks.
Yeah, and other guys here, as we look at the rest of the practice practice injury report here, a couple of other guys, Harrison Bryant, Clint, and Dalton Schultz did not practice. Those have been your top two tight ends. Now, Cade Stover is back, and he did practice for a second straight day. But Dalton Schultz and Harrison Bryant have not practiced all week, and you would imagine that they may be up in the air potentially to play. Now, with Dalton Schultz, he's done this a couple of times this year where he hasn't practiced through the week and was able to go on Sunday. But, I mean, Clint, I mean, if you come back and you're down to Cade Stover, although I still think they should be able to handle the Titans, but that would be a weird thing for you to have to come back and Cade Stover would be your top tight end. And Dalton Schultz, Clint, has just been a major part of this offense as they played probably better after the first few games.
You know, we've talked about the tight end position multiple times. You're lucky that the one that has been healthy and stayed healthy is Dalton Schultz, because he's the best tight end you got, and he is a guy that is should be and is more times than not a big part of this offense when this offense is rolling. And so, you know, you're lucky that's been the guy that's been healthy. You mess around and lose him, and you got a banged up Harrison Bryant and a first week back Cade Stover. Tight end position is going to be in a tough spot. So I got to believe these are not vet days, but hey, man, it's mid season for a veteran that knows what the hell's going on, is playing well. Give them the rest days, keep them off their legs, let them get healthy, and let them help us on Sunday. Hopefully that's what's going on with Dalton Schultz right now.
That's the latest again there. Him and Harrison Bryant, also ones who didn't practice. I think on a positive front here, as we said, Cade Stover back. Ed Ingram also practicing two straight days with that knee. He missed the last game. Denico Autry returned to practice with that knee. It looks like on Wednesdays, he's been given what feels like a rest day. We see young Miller.
Yeah,
Milner just walked
young
in.
Milner walked in the building.
Little brother's like there, huh?
Looked like he just played nine.
He got more swag than that on the golf course, man. He's been working, Chief.
Yeah, he'd probably be a little bit more drunk. But Denico Autry, he returned. By the way, also on the other side for the Titans, they had several guys out and didn't practice yesterday. And Jeffrey Simmons, the big name there, he returned to practice. Xavier Woods, their safety, is the only one who did not participate, so they should have a lot of their guys back. Calvin Ridley had some injury concerns. He should be good to go as well in the game on Sunday. So that is the latest on the injury report when it comes to the Texans and the Titans.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, as we roll through here, last night, the Rockets, who've been outside of that game against the Spurs, they've been rolling pretty good here lately. They beat the hell out of the Wizards, as we thought they would. 81 points in the first half. That's what I said yesterday on Tyler's Best Bets, that the individual numbers for players would be a little nervous. You just don't know how long these guys are going to play, how long they'll stay in. I think for me, still what jumped out was obviously they just, in games like this, they got a bunch of guys that can hurt you. But, man, that point guard situation continues to grow. Now I think the next thing is, can we see him against better opponents? Now I don't think in 2 days when they play another sorry team in a couple of days. It's an NBA Cup game, but another team that they should beat. But you do want to see them do it against better competition. But you look at yesterday, Amen Thompson and Reed Shepherd, both of them 8 from 11 from the field. Reed Shepherd, 5 of 8 from 3, what you need. He had 21 points, 3 assists yesterday. And then Amen Thompson did what he's been kind of doing all year long, 18 points, 8 of 11, very efficient, 8 assists in the game. And they didn't even play, you know, a lot of heavy minutes in that game. And that, to me, is the big start of the season. And even against the Spurs, both of them played pretty well in that game as you want them to grow. But they're going to beat the hell out of teams like that. But you just got to kind of take away the things of importance that you're hoping to grow. And those two guys are at the top of the
world. Well, I'm looking forward to eating crow on Reed Shepherd. I just hope that I end up being dead wrong. I mean, because there's no doubt. I mean, there's been a handful of games this year already where forget the box score, forget the numbers, Ron. When I watch him play, he just looks confident. He looks like he belongs. He looks like he's ready to run the show. He looks like he's ready to command the floor. And so obviously, if he's knocking down shots, it's a big part of it. I don't look on the defensive end of the floor, he's going to be a problem. I mean, that's just the reality of it. On the defensive end of the floor, they're going to eat his lunch when they got to play man. So hopefully,
you got to hope you got help.
Which,
shooting,
which I mean, but hell, I mean, you got a big lineup behind you. They ought to be able to help you. So, you know, doing what he is paid to do. It looks like he is confidently moving in the right direction. So it's looking like I'm going to eat a little crow, and I would happily do so if Reed Shepherd ends up being a big part of this thing by mid-year, even by late season.
Yeah.
Which he's going to be a big part of it either way it goes. Clearly, he's going to play minutes, so he's already going to be there. But just can he play well enough and convince these guys that he needs meaningful minutes when it matters the most?
And that's the big thing to me, too. As I said, they're off tonight, but they play the Trailblazers, who are all right, 6-5, but they're not a good basketball
team.
That's a team that they should beat again. You want to see them against better competition, and they'll play Orlando coming up, which is a pretty good team out of the East. We'll see what they're able to do if they continue to give that type of production at that point guard spot between the two of them. But yeah, man, this is all you can ask for right now. And I think the big thing for me that I love is Udoka is approaching Reed Shepherd as if he is an important part. And he is playing him. Reed Shepherd knows that he's playing every game, and he knows probably about the time he's coming in every game.
Yeah.
And he's like, this isn't a deal of like, all right, man, if I go 1-for-7 tonight, man, I might get benched for you know, Aaron Holiday or something. No, he knows like I'm going to be in this thing, and so big for him. Good win last night. Did what they needed to do as they dominated the Wizards.
Hey, Houston fans, I am so happy.
5 o'clock fire.
That guy's pretty good, too. Thursday night football tonight, and you can take that in right here, Buffalo Wild Wings, or you can listen to it if you're riding around on your way to Buffalo Wild Wings on Sports Radio 610, as you can hear that courtesy of Westwood One. Jets-Patriots, this is another Thursday night football game, another game that is a division rival game like last week between the Raiders and the Broncos. This line is even larger than last week's line was.
It is a.
There you go. I don't know what you have, Tyler. I got it at 13.5.
Yes,
is what I'm seeing. The Patriots are favorite at home over the Jets. I think last week that the Broncos were maybe a 9 or 10 point favorite over the Raiders, and hell, they barely scored 10 points in the game, let alone beat them by that much. By the way, the Jets, they placed their star wide receiver Garrett Wilson on IR with a knee injury, so he is not going to be available along with many of the other guys they've traded and gotten rid of. Do you think this one, Clint, is one that stays close the way that New England and the Jets have been playing?
Look, I mean, this is a blowout by every sense of the phrase, but I mean, as a betting man, I could put as much money as I wanted on New England, but this is going to be a dang 3-point game somehow. I mean, it's too good to be true. I would bet a house note on New England, but you know, you look at New York. Obviously, no Quinnen Williams, no Sauce Gardner. Zach Wilson didn't pan out. Now Garrett Wilson's on the IR. I mean, good gosh,
two game win streak.
Hey, good luck, Brees.
2-game win streak, baby. One, two in a row.
Yeah, good point. Hey, Brees. Can you carry him, Hoss?
He had a big game. You know, catching the ball and running the ball. Yeah, but yeah, man, I don't know, man. New England, they're also one of those still young teams, still getting the culture from Mike Vrabel, where, like,
they want to win. They're still coming in with 100% focus and not looking over opponents, because I don't think they're that type of team yet in their mind. So they probably will lay it on these cats tonight.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, they got a lot to play for.
They
I mean, do. Like you said, I mean, anytime you're a young, hot team like this, and you're probably not going to get comfortable at the top. I mean, you don't have a ton of success, you know, a ton of experience being up there like that. This group doesn't. But, I mean, you got – what are they right now, 8-2?
They're 8-2. I mean, they had a huge week because Buffalo lost last week.
You're still in contention for a bye.
The one seed,
you know what
yeah,
I mean? Like, I mean, that one seed is there, which I think that's the biggest advantage in sports, all of sports, is the NFL playoff bye, first-round bye. And so you got a lot to play for right now, and there's no reason that they shouldn't believe that they could win that division and win the AFC right now. We'll see if anything changes down the stretch, but – New England's got a whole hell of a lot to play for, and the Jets don't have much. And, in fact, you can argue the Jets have a lot to play for, which is a first-round draft pick. I mean, a number one overall draft pick.
Yeah, and they keep winning. So we'll see. Big one tonight in the AFC East, really, for the Patriots. Can't lose this one to the Jets as they are trying to extend their lead in the East. Coming up as we are continuing live here, Buffalo Wild Wings right off Tomball Parkway. Any concerns for you? 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump in. Any concerns of a trap game for the Texans? And what should the expectation be for this offense? All right, they put up 20 and a quarter against Jacksonville. What should the expectation be for this offense against a terrible Titans team?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
We'll discuss that next.
In the city.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings Willowbrook off Tomball Parkway, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. Let me hear you. There we go.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that shot from Big Sterling Milner, baby.
I'm telling you, man. These
hope
Milners.
That's legal. I put your name out there, bro.
These
hope,
Milners.
Hope you're not. Hope
these
you're not in a doghouse, man.
These damn Milners, man. That's what they do. I mean.
He gets it honest.
The oldest one, the youngest one, the biggest one, the smaller one. It doesn't matter. Shots are coming. Same type of shot. Every one of them.
Milners will show you a good time, for sure.
And you know what these, you know, the real, it's clear that this is something that is something y'all do. Clint, there's never an opportunity to say if you're going to take one or not.
Nope.
There's a method to that madness.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
T-Mill.
Like, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Which guy are you? Because the Milners are, hey, I'm just going to buy it, and here, they just show up. Are you the guy that says, hey, you want a shot? Are you want a shot guy, or are you just, I'll just get the shot to just show up? Because there's two different people.
He didn't even, I just watched, I just saw Tyler him walking around here with three of them in his hand.
Yeah, I'm just sitting right here, and I just arrived from the restroom, and it's right there. And he's got lime sitting there right there, and that is what his brother does. Tyler has never asked me, hey, man, you want a shot? They just show up.
Take the option out of it.
Yeah, he's like,
we're all going to have a damn good time.
And I think this was even before Tyler knows 9 times out of 10 I'm probably going to try to get out of it. And you want a shot? Nah, I am a, hey, Andy, you want a shot? I'm probably, there's probably money attached to that. There's probably a thought of like,
yeah, don't
that's
say.
A less one. That's a less one I have to get.
You're hoping they say no, it's one less you got to buy,
that's
right?
One less. Oh, no, I gotta get. That's one less. All right. I said this going into the last break. What's your expectations for the offense? My man right here, Doug. My man said 35. 35, he said. Hey, I said 35 what?
That's what that fourth quarter will do to you, baby.
He said 35 points. No, listen, we know.
Why not? They scored 26 in the fourth quarter. Why can't we get 35 against the lowly Titans? I'm with you, big dog.
I hear you. listen, Jeffrey Simmons looks like he's going to go. And last week, as Clint just said, you scored 20 in the offensively. You scored 26 in the fourth, but offensively you scored 20 in the quarter. And Davis Mills is the starter. CJ is out. Davis is starting. Nico should be there. Your offensive line should be 100% healthy. And I don't know how comforting this is, but your coaching staff will have the ability to choose the offensive line that they want out of there with everybody healthy. What's your expectation? I see somebody else text in. My man said 35. My man texted in and said, I am expecting the Texans to be conservative on Davis Mills and let the defense do their thing versus the Titans. I think 35 is a little aggressive, but they should beat the hell out of this team. Right? The last time they faced them in the fourth quarter, their offense exploded for 20 points in that quarter, and they turned a 6-0 ball game to a 26-0 ball game. And Jeffrey Simmons is a problem. Sweat is a potential problem. But this team is not a good football team, and this team is a football team that I don't think needs a lot of help to just, all right, boy, here we go. Hey, man, let's see what's going on second half a little bit later on tonight. Yeah. Let's stay healthy for Broadway a little bit later on tonight. Right? Like I even though they've got injuries and Davis Mills is out there, like, to me, they should be in the mid-20s approaching the 30s. To me, I don't know about 35. That feels aggressive, but I don't necessarily think this should just be a let's play to our defense type of game. Maybe next week, but I don't know about this one. It's just a play to our defense. But what's your expectation?
Well, look, I think this organization is going to be a play to our defense organization. That's the way they're built, and that's just how it's going to happen. But I do think that – I think the Texans are in a really good place offensively. As I've said before, I think when you play a lesser team – or the opponent's strength isn't the one that is your weak spot. I think this team plays pretty good offensive football. And I think we see that this week. I go with 27.
27? Somebody texted 24-27.
I'll go 27.
Because Woody Marks lit him up last time, both catching the ball and running the football. He had 2 touchdowns in that game. That was when we thought it was a breakout game. And then – he just didn't get touches the next week. Hopefully that is not what we see here. No Legarius Sneed, as somebody on the text line reminded me. He is out for this game, their best corner.
Hell, didn't he just get arrested?
He might go to jail. He may be in jail. So he's definitely not playing in this game.
I mean, he wasn't even in Nashville. I think he was in Dallas.
See, I agree with the thought process of, in most games, play to your defense. But, like, I am hoping that this kind of gets – in the way that the Baltimore game was, where they could have played to their defense, but they also saw, like, man, we got real advantages and we can go off on this.
Well,
game.
I think you got to be really careful. Again, I mean, you've got left guard problems. You got a backup quarterback in the game. You don't want to get too crazy, too carried away. You just want to get out of there with a W. Now, I do believe this. I do believe that the Texans, given the opportunity to stomp a mud hole in their ass and then walk it dry, I think they will. They have every reason to do so, right? Typically, when you play a team like the Titans, the situation they're in right now, you'd rather not just flat out embarrassing them. You'd rather get to the fourth quarter, run the football, let's get out of here. The Texans have every reason, justifiable reason, not just bull jive, like every reason to go in there and be all gas, no brakes, however you want to play it. I'm not saying throw the football 50 times. I'm saying you want to play football, is you're going into this game, and if it does get out of hand early and you do have a two-score lead or something, you've got every reason to continue, keep your starters out there, roll for four quarters, and again, quote-unquote run the score up. You need it. You need the reps. Your offensive line needs the reps. Your backup quarterback needs the rep. Your young receivers need the reps. Cade Stover needs the rep. Your young left tackle needs the rep. So, I mean, they've got every justifiable reason under the sun to go out there and literally pour it on them for four quarters.
Yeah.
Now, whether they will or not, we'll see. But they've got every reason to do it.
But their mindset isn't always that.
Well, I just think when you're dealing with Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans, I think the mindset is
they'll be all right. They'll come out. They'll be all right to win 13-3.
Crazy things can happen. You can give up a punt return for a touchdown, or a kick return for a touchdown, or a pick six, or an interception. So crazy things can happen that'll swing the points significantly. That'll make anything we say this week be nowhere close to what happens.
Yeah.
But the reality of it is, when you go into this game with the Texans defense, you got to go into this game thinking, if we don't turn the football over, if we just stay ahead of the chains, we can win this thing by two scores. I mean, that's got to be, and it's that important of a game. Get to 500 and anything can happen the rest of the way, right? You jack around and get cute with your backup quarterback. You jack around and get cute with whatever they're going to do at left guard. One play with Simmons and Sweat in the game, one play can change the dynamic of the game. Don't let that happen. And so this organization is definitely – they lean towards the conservative side. I think this is a week when they're real conservative. But I still think we can score points. I still think we can score points this week.
Even being real conservative. Like, I just hate that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because you just mentioned it, man. I mean, they don't have dudes. I mean, they got Simmons and Sweat. I mean, beyond that, like, they're going to have a hard time covering Nico.
That's what I'm saying.
They're going to have a hard time defending the quick game. They're going to have a hard time defending screens. They're going to have a hard time defending some of the play action stuff that the Texans do. I think they're going to they are bad at multiple layers of defense.
Like, Clint, you don't think that they come out of you, and you're probably right. You don't think they come out of that second half last week and say, "Hey, we spread them out. We found some. We spread them out.
No.
Bam, Higgins. Higgins becomes a thing here.
I hope
we ran the football well.
I hope they do.
Let's get in here and we put up points when we need it. That's not just a hey man. No. We can do that because we need to. We can. Why don't you just do that?
But what you're saying, the way you're saying it is the problem, right? Like, my question with them is you can still be the more physical team. You can still be a run-dominant team. You can still run it 60% of the time and throw it 40 if you want, or whatever it is you want to do. I'm not saying that's what they should do. I'm saying whatever they want to do. You can still do those things, but do it in a spread fashion. Do it with some urgency so you get to the line of scrimmage and give your quarterback the chance to decipher, your O-line the chance to decipher what the hell is going on. So your point is I hope they do absolutely take that approach. I hope we see less cut splits. I hope we see less jumbo and heavy sets when you get into third and short, fourth and short, or goal line situations. I hope we do. I don't think we will, but I hope we do.
We'll see.
Because to me, the reason I hope to see that is because that's the only way you're going to win games moving.
What I'm saying. Because I'm not saying they can do that against everybody. But the Jags defense, I mean, they don't stink.
But you're not going.
But you're not going to be Buffalo or Kansas City in them. Like, you got to push the envelope.
And it's this simple. Just to simplify it for radio purposes, you're not going to beat Kansas City, Indy. Who else is it? Buffalo coming up. You may sneak up and get one of them, but you're not going to make the run that you need to make unless
Chargers.
And it's simple. Unless you put C.J. Stroud ultimately in position to play and be the most explosive that he can play, that he can be. And that is in a more spread. And, again, I don't care if you throw it 50 times. You can throw it 30 times. You can throw it 25 times. I don't care. But in a more spread situation where he's got a nice, plain, easy comfortable position that he's in, you're not going to do it with that asking him to be Tom Brady
I'm
stuff.
I'm just saying, man. I wonder what it's like with this defense to play with a lead. Is that we saw what happened well, when they got to a point when the Jags
they do,
had
it's
to throw.
Be nasty.
When we knew and everybody in the building knew the Jags had to throw, it was a bit of an issue. Like I don't know what I don't maybe I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. All right, coming up as we continue right here live on the Drive, T-Mill's best bets. We'll get you those as he had a boy. He had a night last night. T-Mill's best bets as we will. I try to tell you about the Cavs and the Heat as he'll come back and get back on the winning track. And is there any pressure for a certain athlete here in Houston? Is there any pressure? We'll discuss
that. Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
That coming up next.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings Willowbrook off Tomball Parkway, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, as we are back here, it's been a lot of fun out here.
Been a good one.
It is. Congratulations. Our man Brian, man, he not only said, I got the Texans scoring 35 on Sunday against the Titans. He said it with his chest, too. 35, but he also was our winner of our final prize. He got a nice cooler, courtesy of Bud Light. I don't know, Tyler, if he's out here calling scores and then winning prizes, maybe they might score 35.
Who knows?
He might be on to something. Maybe he needs to go to Nashville with you to go to the game, and maybe he can reverse –
take all the luck we can get.
Reverse the – well, there is no curse. Hopefully there isn't. We'll see. But congratulations to our winners and everybody else who stepped out. Shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings and Bud Light. Scarlett, she left, like you said earlier, her 10-year anniversary. Shout out to Scarlett. She left with balloons and stuff. She said she's about to take a shot.
Scarlett went and changed.
Oh, no, she over
went
there.
Changed gear. She went and changed gear. Got on the other side of the
I
bar.
See.
Now
there
Scarlett's ready right there. Come on.
Yeah, she took care
10
of
years.
Us. She took care of us as she always does. The staff is fantastic here. Shout out to our guy, Shay, our promo staff, who always does a great job. I believe he'll
Big Shay.
I believe he'll be with us tomorrow in Webster. at Boomer Jacks. By the way, again, we'll be out at Boomer Jacks tomorrow for Football Friday in Webster. Chance to win a future Texans tickets courtesy of our good friends at Houston Ford Dealers. Also, Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards. Tomball Ford, free oil change. Any kind of car you got, they will give you a free oil change. Got a chance to win that and potential other surprises as well. So come on out. If you're going to be near that Boomer Jackson Webster, make your way and hang out with us on a Football Friday. Also, shout out to our engineer, Andy, who kept us on the air and also on YouTube and Twitch.
He validated my penny story earlier, too.
He did. He had more facts than you did.
A lot of people tell me, a lot of people might think I'm lying. Nuh-uh. Andy fact-checked that thing for me.
Andy watched that whole thing, baby. And so we appreciate him and also Tyler holding it down, sending his brother out here to give us shots as well. So we appreciate that. It's been a great time, as always, out here. T-Mill's best bets coming up. He's going to try to respond to an 0-for-5 night. That's right. 0-for-5 last night. That's all right. He'll get back on that horse.
Son of a bitch!
I know I accidentally said he was in the red yesterday, but no, it ain't no accident today. He is like home game at Nebraska right now is where he is. So we'll get his best bets coming up. John McClain, I believe, yes, John McClain will join Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris after we're done. And then Thursday Night Football, courtesy of Westwood One, Jets Patriots. You can hear that right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, Clint, before we hand things off to Tyler and get his best bet, do you think this is – let me get a gauge on this because you may have brought this to the table. Let me get a gauge on this. Davis Mills going to get the start again today or on Sunday. Be two games in a row, really almost three to be honest, which he came in early in the second quarter against the Broncos. So he's gotten a lot of time. If he plays well again like we believe he does, do you think there's pressure on C.J. Stroud?
Yeah, I do.
I'm gonna need to hear what kind of pressure.
Well, I just think it's a natural setup. I mean, whether it's fair or not, it's irrelevant. I think it's real. I think he if Davis Mills he won in dramatic fashion, put the cape on. How many times? This is honest God truth. Just be real about it. I don't care who you like more, who you like less. How many games since C.J. Stroud has been here has he put the cape on and went and won the game for the Texans?
A few times his rookie year.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers is one where there's no doubt he caped up and went and got it done.
I think Cincinnati.
Right. There's been a couple. There's been a handful. There's been a few of them, right? Davis Mills did it on Sunday, all right, in a game that was big. You lose that game, season's over.
Yeah.
Right? Now you're going to go – and it's likely that he – I mean, he could go throw for 300 yards and two or three touchdowns against the Titans very easily, right, and have arguably be in Jacksonville – I mean, he could have two of the better outings by a quarterback this year in a big way. And then CJ gets the reins back against who?
Buffalo, yeah.
And then who?
Indy and Kansas City.
Significantly better defenses.
Yeah.
Again, whether it's fair or it's foul, if this defense – I mean, if this offense for 2 weeks, Davis Mills gets this thing rolling, and then all of a sudden CJ Stroud runs into Buffalo – Indy and Kansas City and sputters back to what we saw before, it's going to get real noisy around 7. Absolutely. Fair or foul, it's going to get noisy.
But to me, it's not any pressure of him losing his job to Davis.
No, I'm not.
I think it's internal pressure.
I'm not there yet, but I mean that's ultimately what we're talking about. And it's not necessarily to Davis. It's like you're talking about a guy that was anointed and played lights out and was the face of the franchise, no doubt about it, 2 years ago. And now we're slowly kind of we're backtracking and we're backsliding a little bit. And now all of a sudden you go two games, and then when you return, the backup has outplayed you significantly for a 2 or 3 game stretch. Then the narrative around that quarterback is going to change.
Yeah.
I don't care how much you like that. That's just the reality of it is. The narrative is going to change whether you like it or not.
I think there will be some internal pressure for him. For him to say, all right, I got to keep this thing rolling.
Absolutely.
I got to keep this thing rolling.
Absolutely.
But I don't think this has much to do with his future, though. Like, I think if Davis performs well.
Oh, yeah. I do. Look, if
I don't, yeah.
Davis performing well for 2 weeks, and if we go back to the offense we were before – when seven returns. I don't ain't many people going to sit around and go, yeah, but, man, that was Buffalo, Kansas City, and Indianapolis.
I think people are going to say stuff. I'm saying I don't think the Texans are going to change their mind on how they feel about CJ for the future.
Oh, I do.
Oh, yeah. Two games from Davis?
I'm not saying that they bail out, they jump out of the boat, yeah. But I'm saying they're going to change. The feelings change. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't.
The way this season's gone?
Yeah, I don't, especially if you say this offense plays the way it was, I don't know they necessarily believe that it's CJ's fault or CJ that the offense isn't playing that way. And I think that has a lot to do with how they feel about him moving down the line in the future.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know. I mean, there's no better proof in the pudding than what happens on game day on Sunday when you watch it. And if that fourth quarter rolls over into the next four quarters against the Titans, and they should play really good football.
Play well against the Titans.
And more importantly, if this offense then goes backwards against Buffalo, Indianapolis, and Kansas City and goes back to more of what we saw before where you can't score more than 6 points, where you can't get an end zone, I'm telling you, there's no way to not look at it different internally and externally. There's no way.
I don't think CJ has anything to worry about with his job. Now,
I don't think he does either right now. This is speculation, and it is a big what if, but I think it's very real.
Yeah.
Because I do think Davis plays well this week.
It's
gonna be hard not
does.
To play well.
I think the whole team does.
Yeah.
I think he does play well. But I do think there is a all right. Look, man, Davis got us rolling. We're rolling in these two games. Like I got to play my part. I think there's gonna be pressure. CJ really puts on himself. Like when he comes back again. Whenever he comes back, I think he puts a lot of pressure on himself to continue the offense rolling, and not hold them back. All right, Tyler, you struggled last night. That's all right though. Hey man,
he could have just went to best bets without doing that.
We already discussed it was an 0-for-5 evening.
I want to give the full story. We get new listeners in every I believe 2 minutes. So I want to get that back in there again. tough night last night. He's gonna try to bounce back to this thing. All right, what you got tonight? Best bets again. If you aren't able to remember these or you're late, you can always go to his Twitter page at @TMillRealDeal to find his best bets. And he's been killing them in football. I believe that's it.
Yes,
NFL,
sir.
These NFL picks.
Yes, sir. And for the record, we haven't had an 0-for night like that BS last night in over like a month and a half.
It wasn't your fault, Sean.
It's not my fault. I got five bets for you in the Thursday night football game tonight between the Jets and the Patriots up at Foxborough. First, Jets +13.5. Ron mentioned it earlier. Huge spread. Give me all those points. I really like this wager. Jets +13.5. Next, I got an over in the first quarter. First quarter tonight, I have over 7.5 points being scored between the Jets and the Patriots. And then three player props for you. Here are two Jets first. Justin Fields over 133.5 passing yards. That's 133.5 over for Justin Fields. Breece Hall, anytime touchdown at great odds, +165. Breece Hall TD. And then lastly, the young quarterback for the Patriots, Drake May, over 26.5 rushing yards. He's eclipsed that 5 or 6 times this season. Over 26.5 rush yards for Drake May is your lock of the day.
All right, yeah, that number is high. 13.5, division game, what we've been seeing. I kind of like that with you.
Let's ride.
I like your balls that you have.
Thank you, man.
I could never put money on Justin Fields.
I don't know
to do anything positive. Justin Fields, I cannot bet him to go the over on anything, except rushing yards and pass yards. A buck 33. We'll see. I hope so. Nobody looks like he is going to throw for 91 yards more than Justin Fields does in this league right now.
Wait a minute. I think that was my number.
Was that? Nobody looks like he'd throw for 90 yards more than Justin Fields does. But, hey, I love the Breece Hall. I really like the Jets one. Some good ones there, but I just – and Drake May. I just wouldn't mess with Justin Fields. I cannot do that. That guy, not trust him. He is.
Over 133 passing.
I know that's not a lot, man. I'm sorry, man, but that ain't.
At least I won a fantasy game for somebody.
Yeah, you did, man. I'm sorry. I don't. I don't. I don't know if Trevor got there last week. All right. It's been a good fun time today. We appreciate Davis Mills and D'Amico Ryans for kind of being on the show today. Also, Jake Andrews for actually being on the show today. Tyler, great job. Good luck on your trip. And, oh, Lord, y'all better not lose it. They better not lose this game with you there, Tyler. They better not lose this game. Clint, great job as always. Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show. And as always, Houston, we love you, baby.
Hope you're not in a doghouse, man.
These damn Milners, man. That's what they do. I mean,
he gets it honest.
The oldest one, the youngest one, the biggest one, the smaller one. It doesn't matter.
Milners will show you a good time.
It's clear that this is something that is something y'all do. Clint, there's never a there's never an opportunity to say if you're going to take one or not.
You're hoping they say no, it's one less you got to buy,
that's
right?
One less I got to get.
Hey, thank you, Tyler Milner.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You so H-Town.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.